Carolyn Palmer has an extensive portfolio of work, creating sculptures of notables including the Wright brothers, Thomas Jefferson, Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, and more recently, Pope Francis.
I sent in a portfolio, and I had just finished the Holy Pontiff, Pope Francis, and my piece was going to greet the Holy Father at the papal residence.
Palmer has been given the task of creating a new statue of Lucille Ball, a work that will replace the one sculpted years ago and was immediately panned for what many people described as its scary look. That statue was based on Ball's classic Vitamita Vegemin episode from the I Love Lucy TV series. Palmer's version will be less about the character and more about an energetic, confident woman.
I was asked not to do anything really that would be from any of the TV, but it's definitely hinted. It was definitely hinted that way. Of course, in her hair and, I gave her polka dots. I think I'm allowed to say that.
Palmer is well aware of the backlash the previous Lucille Ball statue got. And yes, she admits feeling pressure having to deliver a new and improved statue.
She was so loved by them, and I hope her family liked the statue. And I just hope that Lucy herself would have been happy with the way I portrayed her. Yep, lots of anxiety over it. I just can't wait till it's unveiled, and hopefully, everyone will be pleased.
The grand unveiling is Saturday in Lucille Ball Memorial Park in the village of Celeron, Ball's birthplace, located just outside of Jamestown. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.